It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
And me, Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Ghoul.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News!
Hello, everybody! I've just had a tropical drink and the heating's on!
Whoa-ho-ho!
I'm feeling sweaty!
Feeling hot. Do you remember when that song was on all the time? What's that?
Not really.
I remember when I would be listening to that song minimum once a week for years.
Really?
Yeah. But I feel like it was a soundtrack to my childhood.
Can I quickly come in with... Welcome to Northern News.
Oh, sorry.
That's Amy Gledhill, I'm Ian Smith. we've whacked the heating on.
Ian's got a tropical drink. I'm wearing a coconut shy bra. It's all happening. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Ian, what have you been up to this week?
Well, a little bit back, I was in Folkestone with my partner.
Yeah.
It's hard knowing what to call someone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, girlfriend sometimes feels like you're 12.
Yeah.
Partner feels like you've got a law firm.
Yes.
Other half feels like you don't respect yourself enough as an individual to think you're a complete person.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the others are.
Ball and chain.
Oh, the old boys. Yeah, I was in Folkestone with the old ball and chain. Fucking hell. All right, she can come. Oh, dragging her along. Visiting her parents.
Oh, lovely.
And what a nice day.
Is Folkestone like Norfolk area? No.
No, or it's south. Near Dover. You can see France.
Wow. Shut up.
You can see France.
I will not believe it.
No, was looking out. With Ian, my girlfriend's dad.
Okay.
That causes problems,
great.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And we're like, surely that's not France. Little look on Google Maps, you can see France.
Shut up.
But what I want to talk to you about is the game Ticket to Ride. Have you ever played Ticket to Ride?
I've heard the board song game? Ticket to Ride, for sure.
What is it?
What's Ticket to Ride, the Beatles song? You got a ticket to ride.
Oh, I didn't know that was a real song.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think? Well, what's Ticket to Ride come from, if not that?
I would play Ticket to Ride on my phone over Zoom during lockdown with Alex Keeley, Stuart Laws, Rhiannon Shaw.
Okay.
And at one point they started one of them sung a little silly Ticket to Ride song, and I thought they'd just come up with that.
Incredible. That's literally the plot of that film where no one's heard of the Beatles.
She's got a ticket to ride. And I was like, oh, they made up a silly song. Quite
fuck
a lot.
Me, Ian.
But this was my first time playing the solid version of the game.
Mm.
And I think it's a great game, but it...
But what is it? Tell me the game.
You've got routes around a map of America. And you get given cards, and it will give you routes like Los Angeles to Texas.
Yeah.
The longer the route, the more points you'd get.
Oh.
And then you get cards. They correlate to coloured carriages. These routes are connected by different coloured routes. You've got to get the right number of carriages. You get points for the bigger routes. But people can block your routes. And it can be frustrating. But obviously, you know, you're visiting your girlfriend's parents.
Yeah.
Someone blocks your route. You can't be like, oh, come on, man!
Come on, Ian.
You dropped my route!
Ian, you bastard.
Ian! But yeah, I thought I put a real solid performance in.
Yeah.
And I came in second place by 1 point. That's pretty hard to stomach that.
That's the perfect thing to do. If you'd have won, you'd have looked like a show-off.
Yes.
You're showing you're a good player, but you're humble.
That's why I don't play Scrabble, because with my previous tournament experience...
You win.
I will wipe the floor. It doesn't matter to me if they're my partner's parents. I will wipe the floor with them in Scrabble.
Can I just say, that game sounds shit.
No, fair enough. Well, do you know what else sounds shit?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, there's loads of like balls, and you whack the back of a hippo and try and eat a ball with a hippo. You're like, what the fuck
that
is that?
That doesn't sound shit. That sounds incredible.
As I said, it does sound mad and incredible.
That sounds absolutely fantastic.
But you can't, your girlfriend's parents be like, should we get out hungry hippos? You're all there going, come on! God, my hippo's eating the most.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then they'd be like, that Ian is arrogant. just because this hippo ate the most.
Oh.
Thinks he's God's gift.
Can I say what I've done this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Not even this weekend, this week.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a Radio 4 recording, clang. And let me tell you, a few weeks ago now, I had a cold.
Oh, God.
And the cold was fine. It wasn't even that bad. But it has lingered on the old chesticles.
Really?
That means boobs. It's lingered on the chest.
You've got cold boobs?
I've got freezing cold titties, let me tell you. it's lingered on my chest.
That's a potential episode title. Freezing cold titties.
I'll get the Patreon number soaring. We should just call it Naked Woman Slippery...
What? Naked Woman bracket slippery.
I'm trying to think what
people like.
Yeah, feet in jelly.
Naked Woman open bracket slippery close brackets feet in jelly. That's the new name of the podcast.
Yeah, great. All right, we've lost some people. We've gained a lot more.
We've gained a lot.
They're not the people I want to hang out with, though.
Yeah, one step backwards, 80 steps forwards.
The live shows will have a very different vibe.
Yeah.
I had a cold and I feel fine, but it's left me with this annoying cough that comes every now and again.
Would you say a tickly cough?
I'd say a dry cough.
Mm.
It's so annoying. And basically, it was a Radio 4 show. So we're all sat in the very prestigious BBC Radio Theatre.
Mm.
We're all there on our chairs with our scripts. Oh, what an occasion. The thing is, the second I sat down, I was like, fuck me, I want to cough. I want to cough my little lungs up. And you look out, because it's a Radio 4 crowd, sea of white hair.
Oh, yeah, they're old.
Post-pando are going to shit themselves at a cough. Also, you don't want the cough to be on the microphone. So I... was trying everything I could to not cough. And I think I must have looked like an absolute madwoman because I was sort of like...
When you try and sneak a cough out, just going...
And in the end, I was like, right, I've got a cough.
Mm.
My body will not obey my mind. So I found it very hard and I had to wait for the scene endings. And I was like, looking at my script, doing more pages for the scene, going...
Mm.
And then the scene would come and I'd go, got right to the end. And then we was doing the pickups, you know, where you have to redo any lines that are like fluffed. Oh my God. I was trying not to cough to such an extent that I was going, I was making this really like,
Well, you had to redo all of your lines.
No, it was other people redoing theirs. And I was trying to be silent in the background. And then I was stuck. I ended up standing up and walking to the back of the stage going, And then I had to say to the producer, is it okay if I just go now and have a big lovely cough? And he was like, yeah, just go. So I just left and then wasn't there for like the round of applause or anything because I was just backstage having a lovely cough. Oh, it felt like an itch had been scratched.
Get over it. This is a story from the 3rd of March, 2024. It's recent. And it's about a seaside village in County Durham. Inside Seaside Village, where abandoned homes on ghost streets are plastered with fake windows and doors to deter thieves, as the locals say, it's only going to get worse.
What? Fake windows and doors?
So basically, when a property is like abandoned and, you know, they just put like wood over the windows, people see that and think, right, no one's in there. So we can break in, see what we can steal. So what they've done is
snail farm, if you're a Patreon subscriber.
Printed out little cardboard cutout, print out doors and windows.
Oh my God.
So that a thief would walk past that and go, well, that is a regular window and I shall not be robbing that house. Rather than go, they've printed out a door.
That looks like clip art.
Yeah, so that.
Why has that house got clip art doors and windows?
The house has got clip art doors. I reckon no one lives there. I'm going to break into that.
Yeah.
But so they're doing that to, so the town still looks nice. They've just printed out windows and doors. That's what happens to the north. Rather than anyone helping and giving money or helping with the infrastructure, they're just like, let's just print some shit out and put it over so people don't notice the dog shit.
But why? Why didn't it have windows and doors?
Like something would have happened and it's derelict.
Yeah.
And then they just shove these nails and wood over the windows so people can't come in. But that's like red rag to a bull for a burglar. Because they think there'll be kitchen fittings, there'll be old pipes that they'll take. Like up north, sometimes people just steal pipes. Because you'll trade them in.
Wire.
Get a bit of brass, wires, copper.
Stuff off the rail. Railways, that's why there's a lot of signal failure and stuff. Because people nicking, is it the copper?
Yeah. You can get big money for copper. That's why I smelt all my 1 and 2p's.
Do you?
And turn them into big blocks, like a gold bar, of copper.
Oh my God, how much is a 1p worth if it's smelted? And sell them for, even if you're getting 5p.
And sell.
You could be a millionaire.
Someone's got a YouTube video. We melted coins and sold them for profit. We're sitting on a fortune here.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Is it profitable to melt coin? Generally, coins are worth more in numismatic value than they are when melted down. This is especially true when it comes to the cost of the melting process itself.
Okay.
However, it all depends on the current price of metal and whether it's high enough. So if your economy crashes and you're like, actually, the metal is worth more than the currency...
Wow.
Get down, if your friend's got a furnace.
Yeah, which many of my friends do.
Especially if you know someone in the criminal world, because you need a good furnace.
Right.
For disposing of the bodies.
Yes. Well, my friend's got a sourdough pizza oven.
Yeah, and similar, the temperature they get to.
The temperature's got to be the same.
You could dispose of a body in there, but you'd have to...
Where did a body come from?
I thought that's what we were doing. Just disposing of stuff. In a furnace.
Just coins. Just melted the coins. And you're like, tell you where you can get rid of a body.
Pizza oven. There's lots of abandoned places here.
Aww.
The article says, meanwhile, other properties remain boarded up and some terraced homes have gaping holes in like the glass windows.
Right.
One empty home even had the words, rent me, dubbed onto the front window, while another had a note from the council stuck on the front door warning of a rodent infestation. Something's happening in this village. Everyone's just left.
Oh, no.
Apparently it's plagued by drug deals.
It's a drug village.
It's a classic County Durham drug village. Speaking outside an abandoned convenience store which has been shut for 20 years.
Oh,
fucking hell.
That's it. It's a lack of funding. It's a lack of infrastructure.
20 years.
Everything's going to pot and then people leave and then it goes worse and then more people leave and then they start putting clip art on front doors.
Disgusting.
That's got to be the last bastion of hope. As soon as you see someone on your street and their house is clip art, you're absolutely chuffed.
And you think, put a little clip art man in the window, like waving.
Yeah. So like you'd Home be like, Alone.
Oh, there's people in that.
Yeah. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
That's basically the level they're doing here to stop them getting robbed.
Is it Kevin McAllister running County Durham Council? Hey, I tell you what I do like that's in that vein. You know, when there's a building works going on and they put like scaffolding up, but they put plants.
I do like that.
I do like that.
There's in posh areas, they put like an outer layer that looks like the house it's been. But listen, posh people, even the scaffolding companies are like, oh God, we couldn't possibly just put bare metal around these people's house. They deserve more. We'll make a full mock-up of their house. But then in County Durham, they're just like, print Google image search door and print it off.
No, it don't matter about how many pixels. Don't matter. Just low pixel, go low res.
One of them is just like a long, but it's just got the Google search at the top and then loads of individual pictures of doors. You've just printed the whole search. What do you want me to do?
And on the Windows, it's the Windows logo, PC logo. Oh, bloody hell, Kevin.
And the desktop background, that hill with lovely clouds.
This hot pot's minging.
Amy, I hope you've got a story about the North, which is a bit more upbeat.
I have.
Yes.
University of York scientists create...
A fella from scratch.
A fella from bloody scratch. He's got it in one.
Have they really?
No, but kind of.
This guy's like, where have I come from?
Am I from scratch? Where the bloody hell's that? No, University of York scientists create two-armed carer robot.
Yeah, I was nearly right.
You were nearly right. It's a robot that can help dress the elderly.
Is there a picture of the robot? Because in my head, I'm thinking this is a scary experience.
It looks fine.
It's sort of like one arm bit, isn't it? It's not like a humanoid looking robot.
No, it doesn't have like a head or a face, which I think they maybe should have popped one on.
Really? I think that'd be more scary.
Yeah, but imagine an elderly person and then these two arms just come and start taking the knickers off. You'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But maybe you could have like just a friendly smiling face. It's okay, Janet.
I'm already dressed.
I'm popping your cardigan on now, Janet. Do you know what I mean?
But what if you're too warm? I don't need my cardigan on. The robot's just like, it is cardigan time. And you just try and take it off and it turns around. Do not remove the cardigan. I'd be scared.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a million ways this could go wrong.
Yeah. What if it takes off? It thinks it's taking off a T-shirt. But you just got out of bed, you're right, you didn't have a top on. It's just taken off your entire skin.
Oh, dear Lord.
I didn't like that image as I said it.
Dear Lord. No. Oh!
Yeah, bloody hell!
I will pop that cardigan on, I guess.
Actually, I'm feeling a bit chilly.
I am feeling a bit chilly now. Dr. Zhu says, we know that practical tasks such as getting dressed can be done by a robot.
We know that.
We know that. Of course we know that. Tell us something we don't know, please. Freeing up a care worker to concentrate more on providing companionship and observing and general well-being of the individual in their care. Sure.
Mm.
I wouldn't immediately leave the robot to do it by itself.
No.
I'd want to know a couple of years in. Like, I'd want a long trial period.
I wouldn't let, you know, my mum and dad... Say they're a bit older, they're in some sheltered accommodation. Yeah. They're like, oh, just checking with you. Would you mind if we use your mum and dad as a trial couple for a robot clothes changer? I'm like, of fucking course you can.
He's going to say, of course you can.
Of course you can.
Of course you can.
Like, Just why do I tell you what? Why, hang on. Why can't a human do this? I know they're saying robots can do what humans can do, but why didn't just a human do it?
I suppose what it is, again, we're back to funding, aren't we?
Yes.
I suppose in an ideal world, a human would do it, but it would cost the wage of another human person.
Yes.
So I guess they're going, look, our care workers are overstretched and underpaid. If we can get a robot who's not on a salary and doesn't take a dinner break to pop Gladys's pants on, then we're freeing up the care worker to check Gladys is getting the right medication.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the positives, but I do find it scary. I find it scary.
And this is what, I mean, for us.
Yeah.
When we get to like 80,
yeah,
this is probably going to be commonplace.
Yeah.
And there'll be some other people doing a podcast, being like some historical podcast. Yeah. Like, apparently in the olden days, old people would either get changed themselves. And they'd be like, what? Or another human would do it for them. Like,
But it wouldn't be actual podcast hosts. It'll just be AI.
Yeah. Apparently. I don't know what a robot would sound like in the future.
I think a robot will sound exactly like this.
Yeah, fucking hell. How do you know we're not robots?
Because there's that scam, isn't there, where they... Because my mum was telling me this and she was like, well, you've absolutely ruined it doing that podcast. You only need 30 seconds of somebody's voice recorded on the internet to clone their voice.
That's why, and this is a big reveal.
Yeah.
All the time I've been doing this podcast,
yeah,
I haven't been using my own voice.
Really? Are you the Cockney voice? Because you can only do two. You know,
so this is my... Imagine if it was just like, you're cloning me! That'd be a stressful voice and volume to always speak to.
Well, me and my mum have got a code word now.
Oh.
I can't tell you what it is, but if I'm ever kidnapped, unless I use the specific code word, I think it might be going over the top. But we've got one, and I urge you to have one.
It's good you've got one.
Yeah. What would yours be?
Well, can't say, can I?
No.
Otherwise, the AI-enabled kidnappers would use that.
Yeah.
My mum and dad be getting calls left, right and centre. Shawaddy waddy. He's been taken.
Oh, no. It ends by saying, trust is a significant part of this process and the next step in this research is testing the robot's safety limitations and whether it will be accepted by those who need it most. Good luck.
Listen, accept the robots.
Good luck. Or it's not these scientists. These scientists are doing wonderful work. But ideally fund the care system.
Fund the care system, fund these underprivileged areas, stop spending your money on printouts and robots.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's no filling in me pie.
Oh, hello. Just a quick one, Northern News listeners. We'd love it if you could help support the podcast and join our Patreon. You get weekly new episodes, postbag specials. We're doing merch, discount tickets. We've got loads going on.
There's so much going on there, and it's a great way to support the podcast so we can keep making it because we love doing it. So join our Patreon over at patreon.com/Northern News.
I'm piddling alfresco.
And now it's time for our special guest. We're joined by Morgan Rees from Merthyr Tydfil in Wales.
Hello.
It's the iron capital of the world.
Is it?
Apparently. Do you like iron?
Oh, can't get enough. I'm always chewing on it. You know me.
I did always used to think it was weird if I gigged with you with a big stick of iron in your mouth.
Most people's riders are beers and drugs, but mine's just a big bar of iron, please.
Iron brew, little stick of iron.
yeah, we should say.
Taking your iron supplements.
Yeah, clothes always immaculately uncreased. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
Yeah. What's it like in Merthyr Tydfil?
Say it with confidence, Ian. I believe
Merthyr
in you.
Tydfil.
There we go.
Thank you, Ian. It's bleak. It's bleak. and it's not the area's fault, you know. It's just that classic case of no industry and all the mining's gone and nothing's replaced it. But it's full of wonderful people, and that's where all my family still are.
Oh,
so I love it. I love it there. You know what I mean? It's brilliant.
Is it beautiful? Because if it's Welsh valleys, I think beauty.
Yeah, when you go up to the highest point, it's beautiful. But when you're in it, fuck no.
Okay. But,
when you're looking at it from a distance, it
yeah,
looks nice.
It's the beer goggles of the valleys, really.
And is there a lot to do? If you're growing up there, is there a lot to do, or just like?
Well, it's that sort of case of I was the last sort of generation that didn't have easily accessible internet as a child. You know,
right.
It was still the family computer. We didn't have it on our phones. So we were still, it was make your own fun. And we were blessed with this wealth of, just the wealth of outside. You know, there were abandoned quarries we could play in. You know, there were fields. We were one of those kids that could just travel for miles. And you just got back for six. You know, it's just that sort of thing.
Pure iron dens.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Does iron rust?
Ooh, not when I'm around.
Love that. I don't understand the euphemism, but I'm fully on board.
but there's like little weird things up there. It's like every Welsh kid, especially every South Welsh kid, will know that we weren't blessed with like school trips because we don't particularly have museums or anything. So we would all go to a big old mine called Big Pit. It's just called, wonderfully named. What is it?
Big Pit.
Well, big.
That's
big,
incredible.
Big pit.
Saying Big Pit sounds like something that could be just as at home in Yorkshire as it could be in the Welsh Valley.
Yeah.
Wales
big
and the
pit.
North. They've got a lot in common.
Yeah. Yeah. And being like friendly. And also just getting on with it.
Mm.
I feel like
they
that
are getting on with it.
It's well
done. Yeah, they do get on with it.
Just get on with it, don't they? Damn Big Pit. Oh, dear. I want to know more about Morgan.
Yes. Do you have any stories for us?
Yes. So, well, they're also like news stuff. They're old news stories because I had a bit
Perfect.
Of an odd childhood that I kept on getting involved in the news a little bit.
Oh.
Here we go.
What have you
well,
done?
There was always like people in my periphery, you know what I mean? So like these aren't the stories I'm going to delve into, but like my auntie was a ghost hunter when I was a kid, so she still is to this day. The other one was there was a girl at school. I won't say her name, but she was known for like telling loads of fibs just to get attention.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've all been there. I've told fibs. You know, I lie all the time. But.
But she was always
trying to do something, always trying to get a name out there. And she was I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be famous. One day she keeps on seeing UFOs.
And
she's got photos of them as well. And everyone's going, blinking heck. I think she's right this time. And then she gets quite famous as being the local UFO spotter because she keeps on seeing them. And then after a while, that sort of tale turns, and she's in the paper with all this.
Wow.
She's in the, and then she goes, I'm being visited. I'm being visited, I am. I'm being visited. There's something about me. And everyone's going, blinking heck, she's getting visited all a lot, this girl. And then it turns out a lovely family from China had moved next door, and they were just Chinese lanterns.
Fucking hell.
Oh. No way.
Yeah, she thought they were UFOs. But and she didn't say for sick form.
Oh God, so humiliating.
Oh my God.
She dropped out of education. Oh man.
Oh, and it's the opposite of what she should have done. She needed to have more education. Yeah. Well, she got her 15 minutes and that's what she wanted.
Yeah. And you've got to put a bit of blame. Why are they launching Chinese lanterns all the time? Or is she only seeing a UFO every like New Year's Eve or something?
Yeah, no, it was quite right. I get a feeling that it was they've cottoned on to, the next door neighbours are going,
oh.
They're just pranksters after a while going,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, that idiot next door thinks they're UFOs. Let's launch three more tonight. A squadron
of lanterns. Oh my gosh.
Wow. It was like, I'm in the paper. So she would bring it in and go, I'm in the paper.
Morgan, you're doing a tour.
Yeah, my first little big boy tour. It's, I'm really excited for turning 30, all about turning 30. And it turns out falling in love. But other than that, it should be an absolute riot.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Well,
I just really want to make a show that's a party, you know. So it's like we're doing like a dress code for it as well. So everyone's got to come dressed thirsty. And there's a big banner.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
I've got a DJ there. We're raising, there's drag shows in the intervals, and it's all raising money for local LGBTQ two charities. Oh, I said the wrong letters there, and I'm pretty sure I said choo choo. But
listen, gay people get trains.
They do.
Yeah,
they
must.
I've been saying that for ages. Yeah. LGBT is just trains. Lesbian, bi, gay trains. National Rail.
Oh, God. Oh. That sounds so good. I absolutely love that. Sounds like a riot.
Yeah, you know, I just really want just everyone to have a great time. You know, there's shows about topics and there's shows that sink their teeth into. No one's going to be stroking their chin at my show.
That sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, make sure you head over there, but make sure you go clothes shopping and get an appropriate outfit first.
Yeah. It's been so lovely to talk to you, Morgan.
Yeah, thanks so
it's
much
been
for
great
coming
being on.
On.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for doing it.
Murphy Tidfill.
There you go, look at that.
A little echo.
That's great, well done.
Me dead dogs in me bath mat.
What has been going on in Ghoul?
Well, this is another older story, but it's a story about when a Ghoul counsellor got in a little bit of trouble. This is Malcolm Boatman. He was the mayor of Ghoul for a while. I used to love him because every single Ghoul Times, every week, there'd be a picture of Malcolm Boatman pointing at whatever the issue was. So it'd be pothole, didn't pointing at it. But he said somebody put his foot in it. A Ghoul councillor stood by a claim that he would rather drive 45 miles back to his home than stay at a hotel in Bridlington.
He
basically
Malcolm.
Said, all the hotels in Bridlington are shit.
Fucking hell.
Well, this was in a debate about whether there was an East Riding Council planning meeting for a new premier in Bridlington. He said, I wasn't happy with what I was seeing, so I said I'd prefer to drive home rather than stay. And the mayor of Bridlington, Leon Deltry, said he was attacking them for no reason.
Mayor-on-mayor action, this.
Mayor-on-mayor-on-mayor. They were
the
saying...
Mayor-on-mayor. It's a mayor-on-mayor-mayor.
It's a mayor-on-mayor-mayor. And this is the mayor and Boatman pictured together, and the mayor doesn't look happy with him.
Oh, dear.
And Boatman's looking a little bit sad with himself.
Oh dear,
but
they are not getting along there.
In his defence, and why he's sort of like, I'm not apologising for this, he's saying Premiering's going to bring a lot of jobs, it's going to bring a lot of tourism to Bridlington. It's your kind of modern hotel.
Yeah.
Because it had 500 objections, but he's like, we're giving the green light on it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I've sort of contributed to the push for these jobs. But yeah, this is like someone here, a guest house owner and president of the Bridlington Tourism Association said, I'm disgusted. I really can't believe that any councillor belonging to any authority would make such disparaging remarks that are blatantly untrue. And they sort of listed good hotels. The mayor said to Mr. Boatman, we got 4-star silver award hotels. The Park View, the Expanse, the Monarch, the Royal Hotel, just to name a few. They are top of the range hotels and you're attacking them for no reason.
Wow.
But Boatman did say, if I've upset anyone, then I apologise for that. Which is, I like that. It's a sneaky apology.
It's a sneaky. It's not an apology, really, is it?
Those a lot of people did during the apology peak. Be like, look, if I've offended anyone, of course I apologise.
Yeah.
Like, do you apologise? Yeah, if I've offended anyone.
If I've made anyone feel bad, I apologise for that. Mm. Apologise for what you've done. Go on, I dare you.
If my actions caused any hurt.
Wow.
Have you ever been to Bridlington?
Yeah, loads.
Have you ever stayed over in Bridlington?
Never, and I wouldn't bother.
Never. I would rather drive home
but
45 miles.
Yeah, but Bridlington to Goole, you would drive home. It's not far enough to stay.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crackers.
He hadn't done all wrong.
I think we stayed in a caravan in Bridlington.
Mm.
That was all right.
Yeah, I think I must have been to Bridlington.
You were.
You've
done the gig that at Brid Spa. Brid Spa is like a gorgeous old. I used to do like ballroom competitions there, like beautiful building. And then he ran a gig in there in the big old hall and then gradually moved to just the cafe. It's in the cafe.
Oh, what a magnificent venue.
It's a beautiful venue.
That's magnificent.
It is. It's wondrous.
Fucking hell. Pictures of it here when it's like standing room only.
Wow.
It looks banging.
Yeah. I think they do like big concerts like...
Top Loader.
Ray Quinn.
Ray Quinn?
Yeah.
Who is Ray Quinn?
Raymond Quinn.
Ray Quinn.
He was
a
singer on one of the shows on the
British Got Talent. Looks like a child. Looks like a little baby.
Yeah. And I used to dance against him when I did my ballroom Latin. Yeah, he was an absolutely fantastic dancer.
Wasn't he?
Of the best around, yeah. So much charisma. And my mum, because she'd seen him in real life doing his dancing, followed his career, and I'm sure she went to Brid Spa with Auntie Carol and Auntie Sandra, and they watched Rick win. And it was a bloody marvellous evening.
Oh, really?
Did they stay over? No, because it's not far enough from Hull or Goole to need to do that.
Yeah.
It's a 20-minute drive.
So, basically, what we're saying is, leave Boatman alone.
Leave Boatman alone. Let him stay where he wants to
stay. It's not his fault. You got shit hotels.
Get a Premier in.
And if the bed and breakfast are like, well, that's taking customers away from us, then why don't you get the stuff the Premier Inn's got? The same picture in every single room that somehow seems to take some of the joy out of the room. Sometimes put a mirror directly opposite the toilet.
Do it.
So when you're sitting down, you've got to look yourself in the eye.
Do it. Tuck your bedding in to such an extent that it's impossible to get in the bed when you want to sleep. And even if you get in and you think, oh, I'll just pull the covers up a bit, you've got fucking no chance. You've got not a fucking chance. Unless you're an Olympian or a world heavyweight power lifter, that bedding's not coming anywhere. Yeah.
That bedding has never been changed because it's never needed to come out.
Do that, Bridlington. Then we'll all stay.
When I say Humber, you say Bridge.
Amy, what's been going on in, and I hope I'm saying this right, Hull?
There's been a bit of a to-do. I'm afraid. The headline is, bowel disease mum claims Jobsworth Matalan staff refuse to let her use the toilet due to... Any ideas?
Are they going to say she hasn't bought anything?
No.
Because I that rule is sick.
That rule is disgusting.
Oh, sorry, I meant sick as in incredible.
No, it's not that. It's not that. So they're not letting her use the toilet. For one main reason.
Is it a number two?
Well, it will be a number two. Yeah, she's got bowel disease. She needs to do what she needs to do. But it's due to data protection. Imagine that. Imagine having an illness where you're like, excuse me, I have to use your bathroom. And they're like, no, no. Data protection forbids it.
What? In case she finds out what the toilet's email address is. What?
Subscribe to the toilet's latest download.
Toilet42@matterman.co.uk. What does this mean, Amy?
So it says, a mum with bowel disease claims jobs with Matterland staff left her in tears by refusing to let her use the toilet due to data protection. So she'd been shopping. She's got a one-year-old son with her as well. Oh, my God. And she's got ulcerative colitis, which is a form of inflammatory bowel disease. And we all know someone who has that. And
we all know we someone, all actually. Know. We and all if know. You don't know someone, it's you.
It's you!
I fucking hate that joke so much.
It's you, yeah. So basically, they said no to her using the toilets, and it left her no choice but to run to her car to drive to a nearby Subway. This is so horrible.
Does it say what they mean by data protection as their excuse?
So it says Matalan refused her access to the staff toilets for insurance and data protection reasons. So basically, the public toilets in the store closed during COVID, and then they haven't reopened again, and they wouldn't let her use the staff toilets due to insurance and data protection.
Well, because they're going to be like, oh, well, if you go into those toilets and you trip up or you fall in it or something, and then you go, you're going to try and sue us because we shouldn't let you in there because it's not protected or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, so the staff member initially was just like, you can't use it for insurance purposes, and the woman who was in a panic presumed she was kidding, and you know she was having an awful time. She said she was like sweating, she was really panicking, and then she says she was very blunt and not very empathetic. There was no empathy there when she said no. The staff member didn't even bother entertaining the fact that I had an emergency on my hands. She was being quite petty and she couldn't even communicate with me on a human level. She didn't suggest other toilets in the retail park either. She was being a Jobsworth.
It's harder, I think, for women as well, because I think what a bloke could do quite easily there is just be like, I'm going to piss in the, if it's a number one,
yeah,
I'm going to piss in the corner of your shop.
Well, if it's a number two,
get home back.
If you've asked to use the toilet and there is a toilet on the premises and you've explained, I've got a medical condition and I need to use the toilet, you know, in a short amount of time, I'd be like, well, I'm very sorry. I'm going to have to shit in the middle of your shop.
Yeah. Or even like, look, I will go into a corner. I'll do it on a pile of, I'll go to your loungewear section.
They've got homeware. You could do it in a big vase.
Yeah. Where's your Tupperware? I'll do it in some Tupperware.
Right. Bring me that luggage. Come on. No, the big one. Not the medium one. I want the big one. Bring
yeah, actually,
it over.
I think either Tupperware or a little, like a child's suitcase. putting all the soot in. Doing a little child's suitcase.
Yeah.
Buy the suitcase.
But you shouldn't have to.
I've just shit in my own suitcase. What are you going to do about it?
But you shouldn't have to buy a suitcase.
No, in an ideal world.
Or, I tell you what, I'd get a suitcase or a child's suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do what I need to do in it. I'd zip it up, I'd take it to the counter, I'd buy it, I'd walk out, and then I'd immediately walk back and say, excuse me, I need to return this, someone's shat in it.
Yeah, they're shit in it. And you think that's okay to sell to someone? I'd end up with a £100 voucher out of apology. I'd probably do that once a month. I'd be laughing. Free clothes.
I love that you think if you'd bought a suitcase and it had a human shit in it, you'd only get a £100 voucher. Yeah. That's what you'd aim for. It'd be like, that's a massive court case.
What would you want
lawsuit
for human shit? Court case.
If I'd bought some and it had fucking human shit in it, I wouldn't be like, ooh, just a voucher for the store, please. I'm definitely going to shop here again.
What you've got to remember, Amy, that's your shit. That goes to court and they're going to be like, well, we've DNA tested the shit. And you'd be like, let's just call this off. Get that £100 voucher. Can we still do that? Don't read the results out. Yeah, that's why I would accept the voucher.
Objection, Your Honour.
What reason?
Under the reason I needed a bloody toilet, Your Honour, if you don't mind me saying. And actually, I need to go again right now, so if everyone could just let me go.
Pass me your wig.
Well, I just think, that basically, to give Matalan their credit, they have apologised and said they would be reviewing their policies and will make changes as necessary.
oh, that means we're going to go, should we change that? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Matalan.
Sometimes you just get one member of staff who just takes it upon themselves. Maybe they've been a dinner lady in a past life or a doctor's receptionist, and they've harboured that kind of power, that authority, and they love using it. Like, we used to have dinner ladies who would just, absolutely, were just horrid.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let you walk a certain way down a corridor for no reason.
They're
other than they could
the
just
power.
Put a rule in one day. No, not down here. What? No. Out and round. Not
some,
all of them.
Some dinner ladies.
Hashtag not all dinner ladies. Hashtag not all doctor's receptionists, but definitely some.
Can we please get hashtag not all dinner ladies trending? I googled Matalan in the news section.
Oh, yeah?
6 hours ago, revealed Matalan lost over 100 million as lenders took control. Oh, you should have let her go to your toilet.
Oh, dear. How the tables and toilets have been reversed.
Uh-oh, dickheads.
Sounds like they're being flushed down the, you know...
Chain.
Oh, I guess they're not quite as flush as they thought they
You're
were.
You're not very flush with the cash or your customers, are you?
Yes, yes.
Wankers. Matalan, more like Matawank.
Oh, my God.
Well, this has been quite a political episode, I'd say.
Yes.
We've really read the world to rights.
Fund things. Let people, particularly those with a debilitated medical condition, use your facilities.
Yes. And if you can take those two messages out into your life, we've done what we set out to do when we set up this podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Fund the NHS, fund the care system, fund Northern Villages, and fund us on our Patreon and Apple Sub.
And I'm going to use my own voice to say it. That's a bargain!
It's a bargain. It's a bloody bargain. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you to our special guest, Morgan Rees.
Go catch him on tour everywhere in the north.
Yes, if you're Northern and you want to see Turning Thirsty, you can.
Yeah.
Basically.
You basically can. Leeds, York, Sheffield, Newcastle, Liverpool. There's more. There's so many more.
Yeah. Even if you're like, we ain't coming where I live. He's coming close. Get in your car. It's a funny show. Get in your car.
DJs, drag queens. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
You best be in your car.
And we'll be back again next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.